You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back, everybody, to Pick and Roll for your Thursday morning show right here on the Board YouTube channel, The Hammers, NBA Content Division. And we're back today with one free pick. It's a smaller slate, but still one pick on the way for you guys to choose to tail. So hit that like button if you are ready for this one and subscribe to the channel. Keep up to date with all the content we have. Today is a doubleheader as well. I'll be live a little bit later on today with Kirk Evans. How the show works, we'll give out the pick. We'll hear Pips' handicap. We'll recap yesterday's show's picks. Then we'll have some discussion pieces today, talk about the embarrassing Milwaukee Bucks loss. We'll also have to mention Malachi Flynn dropping 50 points in yesterday's games, and also that, and then we'll wrap everything up with a recap of the pick. But the pick for today is in the Nuggets and Clippers game. We've gone to Jokic a lot this season. We're going to be doing that once again here. We're taking him 25-plus points and 10-plus rebounds. Also going to add in the Nuggets alternate spread at +6.5. This is available for -110 at BetMGM. Apologies, don't have the odds listed up there, but it is -110 available at BetMGM. You can see the odds in the decimal form right here on the screenshot anyways. All right, Pips, we'll bring it over to you. What do you see matchup-wise for Jokic here and for the Nuggets to do well here?
Yeah, this is... Clippers are terrible lately. Like, whenever I watch them, we had the Stinker and Sabonis loss. There it was a blowout loss. Kawhi is out. I don't see, like, it's for them. Harden is playing, even though he's my favorite player, last couple of games. Back-to-back 6 points game for Harden, and one even without Kawhi. Paul George can handle it all by himself, so I think Nuggets should win this. Earlier this season, we had a bet on Jokic against the Clippers. In those games, he saw season high usage. They let him play one-on-one against Zubat. First game scored 32 points, even though he shot 8 from 23 for the field, but had 14 free throws. So he had 23 field goal attempts and 14 free throws in that game. Second game, he had 32 field goal attempts and ended up with 22 points because he shot one of the worst shooting games of his career. He shot 9 for 32. So volume is there. Those games were just unexplained. Like, you can explain how can Jokic miss so many wide open looks. And lately, he's been playing on fire. 42 against Wembanyama, in a blowout win against Cavs, 26-32 on Gobert. So I don't think Zubat is bigger task than Gobert and Wembanyama one-on-one, and I expect them to play it one-on-one as they were doing early in the season. If you start sending doubles, this Clippers team don't have main power to make good rotation. They'll be blown out in that scenario, so maybe hoping for another below average shooting game from Jokic. So I think one-on-one single coverage against Zubac, he should get a pocket pass in pick and rolls. So yeah, I think this would be a Nikola Jokic game, and he rebounded so well against Zubac in his career this season, 16 and 15 rebounds. Last season, 13, 14 and 14 rebounds. So he always rebounding well with Zubat because he can stay with him close to the rim.
So what's going to be different today, you think? Because we had Sabonis under with this Clippers matchup. What do you think differs between Sabonis and Jokic here for Jokic to go for an over on this one?
I don't trust Sabonis finishing over bigger guys. We've seen in the playoffs against Kevon Looney, he looked like he couldn't get anywhere near close to scoring inside. And while on the other side, Jokic probably enjoys that the most. when you just let him go posting up or playing one-on-one against good defensive players, like above average. Zubac is out.
Okay, looks like Pip's froze. He'll be back in just a moment here. But yeah, Jokic is a player who loves to back you down if you're going to play him straight up one-on-one. And a lot of times, as Pip mentioned, you'll see Zubac in those one-on-one areas with Nikola Jokic. Jokic has the capacity and more than enough ability to shoot over these players, whereas maybe for a player like Domantas Sabonis, you're not going to get that sort of play from him. However, even though it did not come through for the Sabonis bet a couple of days ago, that's where it differs here. Anything else to add here, Pips?
I don't think so. I think
there we go. There is the first play of that is the first and only play of the day there for that -110 SGP available at BetMGM. All right, let's go to the recap. Unfortunate recap for today. It is a 1-2 day here. We have a winner in the Portland game. We have two losers in the Orlando game. Very unfortunate, especially considering we had excellent close on both of these Orlando plays. We got -110 on the -120 on the Banchero play at 23.5 points. Later in the day, with this bet at 22.5 points, rather than 23.5 points, it was -125. And for the Jalen Suggs play, we got it -110. It closed at -135 at DraftKings. And that was one of the better prices in market, actually, at 135. So from a betting perspective, you know, we can handle, when I'm betting, at least, if I feel as though I'm finding the good value in these bets, you're putting your money in the right places. Eventually things do come off, but it just hasn't really happened here. Unfortunately, we dropped down back to real square one on the season here. Unfortunate with everything that's gone on. We're continuing to find good plays from Pips's analysis, but didn't come off here. Pips, any words on the bets from the Wednesday show?
Yeah, this is just Paolo Banchero deciding to, okay, playoff comes time. We can go up in the standings maybe, and decided to pull out one of the highest usage games of the season, even though doubles were coming, even though he was defended well, he still ended up shooting a ton, and yeah, that's it. Basically, even after the game, I'll just read this. The last couple of games, I haven't had that attack mindset. I let my foot off the gas. It's time for me to get back in that mode. That's his statement after the game. So we look at the analyst of the last couple of games. Now he decided to change it up. Nothing to do there, honestly. Like, and this is not a great thing when you have two separate bets of one read. Just shows like Suggs didn't get the ball as much times as he did in the previous one, because this time Banchero, when the double teams came, he went straight to the basket to get to the free throw line, didn't pass to the wide open Suggs on like five different occasions. Just the mindset, as he said, attack mindset. And honestly, I can blame him for it. He was getting to the line with ease and scoring a ton. So, yeah.
So as far as the picks are concerned, we still have the rest of this week and we have all of next week to try and get things right in the regular season. Hopefully getting ourselves started today with the Nikola Jokic SGP against the Clippers, but definitely has not been definitely not the position we would have wanted to be at this point of the season, but still time, again, to set things right. Let's shift over into some discussion pieces here. Yesterday we talked a lot about the Milwaukee Bucks. I wanted to bring them up again here because it got worse. They're now 15-15 under Doc Rivers, and this is one of the more embarrassing losses on the resume, I have to say. They didn't have Damian Lillard once again. However, they were playing the Memphis Grizzlies, who started Gigi Jackson, Trey Jemison, Luke Kennard, Scottie Pippen Jr., and Jaren Jackson, and they beat the Bucks by 10, 111-101. We talked about the defensive frailties of the Bucks, but only managing 101 points here, Pips. Yeah, what happened in this game?
Obviously, Giannis is playing injured.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton was out. Damian Lillard was out. So three of their best players in April have serious injury problems, so not looking bright future for the Bucks in this one. This one was obviously like missing Chris Middleton, Lillard is huge. They had to rely on Giannis, which he couldn't do it. Like he struggled a lot with Jaren Jackson size, mobility, and then on top of that, his battle with the injury. Even after, like, post game conference was all about Giannis not being ready. Doc Rivers said it. Giannis said it himself. So yeah, it's not looking great for the Bucks.
No, absolutely not. And the reason Giannis has to continue to play is that they faltered so much in the last 30 games that they're only 1.5 games up in the Cavs. Now, thankfully, from a Bucks perspective, the Cavs have fallen off at the end of the season as well. But they're only 2.5 games up on the fifth seed, New York Knicks. Like, if things don't go well in the final 2 weeks of the season here, it's not even out of the realms of possibilities that the Bucks are playing away in game one in the first round of the NBA playoffs.
They can honestly fall to the Knicks, because if you look at the schedule, they are playing Knicks once and they are playing Orlando Magic twice.
And the Celtics.
And they are playing also Celtics and Thunder. So they could honestly, next game is a almost certain win against the Raptors. Yeah, and then next five games, they can lose all five.
That spread in the Raptors game's got to be like 15 or something. Like, maybe 13 or 14.
If Giannis is playing, if Middleton is playing, yeah, it would be.
Well, Middleton's playing, yeah. That's going to be a humongous spread. The spread yesterday's game was 12, and the Grizzlies ended up winning by 10. That is just crazy. Yeah, Bucks end of season schedule. Next four games are at home against the Raptors, Knicks, Celtics, Magic, then away at the Thunder and Magic to close out the season. Definitely.
And they are about the two games against the Magic will be the key. Magic are just two games below. If they won both, they have the tie, like they have head to head, and they will be tied. So that will be very interesting, because Magic plays Hornets, Bulls, 76ers, and Rockets, and they can win all of these games. So probably 3-1 in those four. And then if they can win against the Bucks, they can catch up for sure. Cavs can catch up for sure. So yeah, it's alarming. Alarming times.
Dangerous times overall. Times. Milwaukee. Another piece. I have talked about this. I think you can make a case that this is the largest outlier performance in the history of the NBA. Malachi Flynn for the Detroit Pistons drops 50. He came into this game averaging 5.4 points per game in his career, and he drops 50 against the Atlanta Hawks. I think it was 16 of 21. Maybe I'm off there. I'll look it up in just a second here, but he becomes, he now has the lowest point per game average for any player to ever score 50. He surpasses Terrence Ross, who, when he dropped 50 for the Raptors, was averaging 7.4 points per game. I don't know if you watched, I was watching the Raptors, so I did not see this. However, I was following along with this game. Pibbs, did you, end up watching any of this game and seeing any of this insanity?
I did turn up when he got to the, 40 and watched the rest of it.
Right.
I mean, he kind of, always was the guy when he gets hot shots are going in low minutes. I mean, he played for the Raptors, so you probably can remember the games when he pulled up, 15 off the bench in 10, 12 minutes. Like, those shit happened a couple of times.
Maybe 3 years ago he did that, but...
Yeah. There are some games. I mean,
yeah, he had those pro-am games where he's dropped 70, 60, 50. But
yeah,
this is crazy.
It's crazy. I will say it's right there with Sadiq Bey making 51. I will say it's close, because Bey, Malachi is at least ball handling pull-up shooter. And Bey was a spot-up wing, and he scored 50. Malachi is when he decides to go, he can fire up. So I would say these two are close for me personally. So yeah, this is like career high of a career high, almost double his career high, which is insane.
Yeah, and his previous three highest point totals in a game came in 2021. That was the season the Raptors were tanking when they were in Tampa the whole season. They weren't in the country due to the COVID pandemic. And late last season, he had a 20-point game. But yeah, like this is just completely out of nowhere. Like, if the Raptors hadn't tanked that season in Tampa, like 70% of this list wouldn't even be here either. This is just such an astonishing outlier performance. He ended up going 18 of 25, 5 of 9 on 3, which is kind of the craziest thing to me. It wasn't even like he was loading up on threes here. 35 points came not on three-pointers. So, hey, big shout-out to Malachi Flynn. I did not think he had this in him. I say this in the most sincere way possible. I think that there was a solid possibility his NBA career would have been over at the end of this season. A game like this gets you a training camp deal at the minimum. At the absolute minimum, he's coming back next season on a training camp deal. I honestly, the Raptors had discarded him. The Knicks had discarded him. He was in and out of rotation with the Pistons. And this is a career-saving performance.
Could be, yeah.
So, yeah, just the same day the Raptors have their largest loss in franchise history. Malachi Flynn, former Raptor, drops 50 points. Not a great season for Raptors fans, but maybe the worst day of them all for us. We're still grinding out here in Toronto. We'll be back next season. Okay, that'll do it for today's show. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in, for supporting. Hope you did enjoy. If you did, make sure to hit the like button and consider subscribing as well. I'll be back later on today with Kirk Evans, but from Pips, here is the play for today. It is in the Nuggets and Clippers game, -110 odds at BetMGM. I'll actually add the scroller here because sometimes people don't hear it, but -110 at BetMGM for Jokic, 25-plus points and 10-plus rebounds, as well as the Denver Nuggets, +6.5. On the alt spread. Hopefully we get a win here, get ourselves back into the positive and get ourselves kickstarted for the rest of the season. Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back later on today. We hope to see you there.